Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:35. I'm already not happy with what I'm looking at.
Brock doesn't like scary stuff.
No, I don't understand it. And if this is your thing, that's fine. If you like getting scared, I just don't know what the point
is. It's fun.
I don't care. I don't care what people say. You can call me a pussy all you want. I would much rather watch like Serendipity, a nice cute rom-com, Failure to Launch with Matthew McConaughey. I'd rather watch a nice rom-com than be scared.
Like, it's October. Yes. It's October. You're supposed to be watching scary. You know what? You know what I think it is for me? Why I like it?
Because you're an idiot.
I don't really get scared that much anymore.
No?
And I'm kind of like, maybe I'm like searching for that fear that I used to have. I don't know. It's weird.
Why? Why search for it? Why not just be happy and not scared? So we're talking about the greatest horror movie villains of all time. Mm-hmm. I don't know this one. So someone horrorfreaknews.com. What a terrible website. Horror Freak News. Why? What's the point? I don't get it. Anyway, they did the 51 greatest villains, horror movie villains. Like, look at that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Is that the Jekyll and Hyde guy?
No, Chrome Skull. The movie is laid to rest. That's terrible. Okay.
I'll just give you the top right now, off the top of my head.
What?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson?
Shining. He's got to be one of the top.
Pumpkinhead.
See, these are all kind of fake. These are too fake for me.
Ooh, David in The Lost Boys. Lost Boys is a good movie.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland's a sexy vampire.
You gotta go with It, the clown.
Right, are you going
with the original It, or are you going with the new one? You haven't seen the new one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pennywise is 29 on the list.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Pennywise. It's Pennywise. Tim Curry.
That's the tip. Oh, that is creepy. Stupid. This is dumb. I don't know why I'm doing this. The Creeper, Jeepers Creepers, that guy was scary.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I remember Jeepers Creepers. Oh, they're dead. Right. There's the song. Let's see. Samara from The Ring. That girl was creepy.
That's pretty creepy.
That was creepy. Damien from The Omen. Creepy ass kid. Creepy ass kid. Let's see. Predator. Predator didn't really scare me. That didn't.
It's more of an action flick.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't bother me.
Have you ever seen the movie The Orphan?
The Orphan? No, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's about an orphan. I can't really tell you about it because it'll give it away. But
yeah,
it's pretty freaky, man.
Thanks, Hunter.
It's a scary little girl.
Yeah, don't tell me. I don't need to see it. Annie Wilkes from Misery.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, she is crazy in that movie.
It's like your crazy aunt. Yeah.
Number 18, Chucky.
Chucky.
That Jack Torrance, The Shining. That's number 17.
Mm-hmm.
Not that high up.
Jack Nicholson.
Pinhead. Leatherface is number 14. Frankenstein's monster. Really?
It's not really that scary.
That's not that scary.
I feel like I could juke him out pretty good.
Norman Bates. He's number 9. All right, let's do the top 10. Number 10 is Candyman. Number 9, Norman Bates from Psycho. You know, number 8 is the Wolfman. Number 7, zombies.
None of these really scare me.
Number Jaws, 6, Jaws Hannibal really Lecter. The Shark and Jaws. Jason, Dracula. Freddy Krueger. And then Michael Myers is number 1.
Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers is pretty good.
This was dumb. Rock 107 WIRX at 7:50. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
Morning, buddy. So,
you okay over there, buddy?
No, I'm not. I'm sure I'm going to get scared at some point today.
Yeah.
I don't need it today. last night, so we talked about the best horror movie villains, which, I mean, I really don't know anything about it.
Because you don't watch scary movies.
Why'd I don't watch that scary topic? Movies. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm trying to be festive, Hunter.
You're trying to relate.
Trying to get in on the holidays. So, they're all scary to me. I mean, every single one of them are scary to me. But last night we went to the Niles Scream Park.
Nice.
Kiki
nice.
Conned me into going.
I was
going
to say, I've been begging you to go to this damn thing, and you finally go.
She sleeps with me, so that's...
yeah, that's true.
She offers me things.
She does have that.
So we went. My buddy Zach was in town. We went with our other friend Todd, and we decided to go, and it was awful. Terrible.
Did you say, did you poop your pants?
And I mean that in the best way possible. The Nile Scream Park is awful and terrible to me because it was scary.
Right.
I did not... want to go. I don't like haunted houses. It was very scary. There were scary people there jumping out at me and everything. And yeah.
Do they have that guy in the electric chair when you're waiting in line?
No, they didn't have that. There was a guy in an electric chair, though, yeah. Inside.
Oh, God. Was it real? Was it a real dude?
A real guy. They actually killed a guy there.
It really happened.
Really happened. So if you want to go get scared, go to the Nile Screen Park.
They got the chainsaw guy,
yeah, the
right?
Chainsaw. That got Kiki really good. That was funny. Yeah. That was funny because I went bolting. She's like, you left me. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to be chased by the guy.
Women and children first.
No, Brock first. Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock and Hunter.
Hi, good morning, man.
Hey, buddy. So, we talked about some scary things this morning. You know, scary villains. I will say, you know what's weird, though, is I love The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, see, how is that?
I don't know.
You don't like any of those scary movies, but
maybe
you like The Walking Dead.
The story's so good. I like the story. Mm-hmm. I can get into the story. So it doesn't. And you know what? They're slow moving zombies too. So I feel like I can take them on. You know,
I feel like you can juke them out. Yeah, like Barry juke Sanders. Them out. Yeah. Come on,
it's not scary. They're not scary zombies. It's not my favorite holiday. I like dressing up more, but I never dress as anything scary.
Mm-hmm.
I always keep it really basic. So let's just do that. Can we do like happy, fun Halloween? Like with just with nice clowns.
I'd be down with like nice the sexy stuff. Costume Halloween.
Yeah, just that. Okay, yeah. I'm okay with that.
That's
sexy
okay.
Costumes. All right.
I'll go with that.
We fixed Halloween for everyone. It's not scary anymore. It's sexy.